Well, we're ready for Shelley and Frank Loza.
All righty. Thank you. Hi, everybody. We're going to take a little switch back in time because I am on the side of things that's not so technical. I guess I would call it almost low tech or whatever. It's a method I'm going to be talking about, organizing your print materials. And I figure that we all need to know how to do that a little better. And the way I'm going to describe is going to be there with you always, whether technology fails or not. And so we're going to go with this route, and I'm hoping to give plenty of time for people to ask some questions. The first thing I'm going to talk about is sighted readers. These are individuals who do happen to have vision that can be readers for us. I've used one in my home for since I was, I guess, an adult and been blind. And I'm totally blind, so I read no print. I read Braille. That's my format for reading. And I'm getting into the technology field, but I'm still working on that. So what I've done over the years is to read my mail every week. I'll kind of collect it every day when I get to the mailbox. I'll put it in a certain place. And then once a week, have a friend come over and read mail. Now, a lot of people feel uncomfortable with that. It's like, well, that's your material. And I've said, but I'm giving you permission to read it to me. So even when it gets into things like bills and privacy material, maybe medical material, I figure if I've trusted that person to be my reader, then I'm giving them license to go ahead and read that. Most people, you know, they don't commit it to memory or anything, so they're not taking notes for themselves. So to me, that's not been a problem. But what you want to do is maybe pick somebody who's a trusted friend, maybe somebody from a church group or some civic group that you're in that you have known really well. It could be a neighbor, but there again, you want it to be someone that you're very close to, that you would trust with information. It can be a family member. There again, some people prefer to get away from their family's involvement in things so much. There again, it's more for the independence of living our independent lives. So family can work. That's your preference. I prefer not to pay somebody to do this. Now, that's not to say I'm not going to show them thanks for what they're doing, but I prefer to do things like maybe notice them at their birthday, give them a small gift or something. Maybe it might be taking them out for a meal. It might be offering snacks and coffee. And we had a lady recently that just loved, she's a senior herself. She loved the interaction of coming over and visiting people in person. And she just loved to have coffee and sit and talk. And over the years, we got to know her. She got to know us. And that was just a fun thing. And occasionally we might go out to dinner. You might want to offer to pay some gas money. I have done that because I think that's reasonable in this day and time. And you want to give the person specific instructions. Like if you're having them read a flyer from an advertisement from a store, maybe there's things that you do want to know everything about it. So just read the whole flyer. You can give people instructions. We have a church flyer that would come out, and we might just have certain aspects of that we want to hear about. Stuff with seniors or special events coming up or things on that regard. So you want to stay in control. And of course, there are scanners and some things like that that people use. I know there's going to be some instruction later in the week about seeing AI. And I know you can use those kinds of things for some amounts of mail reading and that. The next aspect of dealing with print material would be filing. And the thing I would say about filing is have a specific place that you want to keep this, whether it be those plastic file folders that kind of look like a small, I call it a caboodle or something. It's got a handle on the top of it, and you open it up and you can put file folders inside of it. And these, let's see. It could be a filing cabinet with drawers. And in that filing cabinet, it could be a file box, like the accordion style. It's a like a vinyl, I think, or plastic file folder that kind of folds out. It's got a lid and a handle, and you open it all up, and then it's got individual spaces for different kinds of paperwork and things like that. So you can use those kinds of things. Inside this file folder, you could put the type of manila file folder that just opens up flat. And it's got tabs on the edge of it. That's what I would put my mail into, is one of those. So I would mark those little tabs. You could use Braille. You could use large print if large print applies. You could put dots on it. One dot for, say, your medical, two dots for your utility bills, that sort of thing. You could put paper clips on it. And again, I'm telling you ways that are non-electronic or whatever, so that you can just, there's always paperwork that we need to keep track of somewhere along the line in our homes. So you could put the paper clips. Sometimes you can get these, they're called an address label. They're adhesive. You buy them in a package that's got sheets of them. So there's several, like 10 individual ones on a sheet. And you can put, again, a large marker on it if that works. You could put dots on that. You could put Braille on that before you peel off the label. And then that way, the Braille will last a little bit. And you could put those on the tabs. You could also put a raised marking from like, something like a fingernail polish or, Highmark. It's a type of acrylic, plastic paint that you can put onto a label that will make a raised dot. And you could put those on the file folders. Just some way that you can come up with to keep track of the folders themselves. And you pick out in which order in your file box you want to put these. Then as far as the papers in that file folder, I would put the most current, like this week's bills, closest to you when you open up the file folder. Then I'd put, and then they get progressively older as you look back into the file folder. And again, I have Brailled on the top of a piece of paper. If it's like, something like a notice from a doctor that you're going to need to go back to, you could put Braille on the top. Even if you have to take it in and turn it in, they don't mind there being Braille on it. You could copy that piece of paper. The Braille will still be on it. So you can get your Braille piece of paper back and put that in your file folder and give them a copied version of it. The Braille would not bother that at all. You could also, again, put some kind of a paper clip or something like that on that if that, you would want to know which kind of paper it is. Very occasionally, if it's a fragile piece of paper or something like a birth certificate and maybe you don't want it to be soiled, you have a chance of having anything happen to it, you might want to leave it in an envelope. So I might Braille or mark the outside of the envelope before I put the important paper into it and then put that in my file folder. So you can figure out various ways to mark your pages for both the mail, the file folder, and then what kind of an accordion or file box that you're using. Index cards work very well too. There's a lot of things you can put on index cards. You can get the 4x6 index cards, which are pretty good. Those are the 5x8 ones are very good for brailing on. You can put more information on them. You could put a lot of recipes. I like recipes on a file box because, again, you can put them in there in a certain order. If you get the alphabetized little dividers to put in the file box for the index cards, the A, they come alphabetized, A, B, C, D, E. So you could put Braille. Dymo labeling tape is very good to use. You could actually, it can be clear. You can buy colored Dymo labeling tape if you go to someplace like Office Depot or somewhere, but you can get clear labeling tape. And then you could have print underneath it with your Braille on the top, and somebody else can see the print underneath it, but you can read the Braille on the top of it, so that doesn't mess things up. That is a real good way to label those individual dividers that go into your file box. and again, dots. You could do a color coding system if bright colors, or colored dots, or this colored, Highmark paint. If you use that, you could color code all these different file things as well. Okay, I think that's pretty good for filing. And I've kind of touched on this already. The next aspect would be record keeping. Let me see here. I think I've covered a lot of this. You're putting, again, the papers into a, I guess that's where I was talking about your bills. If you need to keep specific bills, I've brailled on the top of the file folder where there's that the little notch on the top. You could put braille on that, and that way you could organize your filing cabinet into bills, electricity, your medical, your insurance, and all those kind of things. I want to get also to a calendar. I kind of want to be sure and leave time. A calendar, there are several different ways to use a calendar, which would be good for appointments and those types of things. Of course, you always have the Braille calendars, which can be received from the independent market we heard about yesterday at the National Center. The American Printing House for the Blind puts out a big wall calendar that has big squares in it so that if you do read print of different kinds, or you could put little sticky labels on it in Braille. But there again, it's got big squares on it that's in bigger print, American Printing House for the Blind. And then the phone has a calendar version, the iPhone, which I had just this past weekend had a technology session on, and I'm still learning about that. Also, we've used our Lady A or the Echo, whichever, to set appointments, and that has worked out really well, too. So I think that is the gist of what I wanted to speak about today. Is there any question? Are there any questions about these few filing things that I've talked about?
Well, I see no questions. You'd sped right through that. It's only 13 after, but
oh, is it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I can always elaborate more, but that's kind of the gist of what I was going to talk about. People have questions about other kinds of things or elaborate. Excuse me. There was one thing I did want to mention. As far as where people don't have Braille in their toolbox yet of things to use, you might want to use, it was mentioned yesterday, the Wilson Pocket Recorder. Some kind of a recording device like that is very handy. They're very small, and they can repeat themselves. You can also use the notes section of your iPhone to put down notes. So those are two verbal things you can do that I can think of.
Okay, I think Ed has a question. Let's see if you get on here. Mr. Ed.
Zoom meeting. Audio now unmuted.
You got it. Go ahead, Ed.
Thank you. Good evening to you guys. And I just want to say my name is Ed, a.k.a. Clyde. I'm talking to my friend Shelley.
Yes.
Yes. I just wanted to say that those techniques that you just going over are very well. I am using them, and is really great that I learned from the retreat, all of those technical skills. But I did had to tweak it to my own, being as though I thought I could learn Braille in a matter of 6 months, which that did not work. But the Victor Reader and the Pen Friend is, when you showed me the Pen Friend, I use that now for not only for the filing, I made my folders like I learned from you, and I just took the sticky of the Pen Friend and created files. I put my taxes in, you know, like 2018. I created that. So, and I just went out and bought a whole bunch of vanilla folders and just started getting creative. And the bump dots, like you taught me in the kitchen, to put on different things. I just took that and created stickies. Of course, plastic containers, you have to change. But yeah, I just wanted to say kudos on that, give you some kudos, and I really do appreciate you and of Frank, the knowledge that I received from the retreat. So thank you so much.
Oh, it's so great to hear from you. I'm so glad that some information we gave helped you. And Braille is always a work in progress. So just keep hanging on and you'll get through it.
All right. 913.
Okay.
Yes. My name is Randy Pfeiffer from Kansas.
And
I wanted to ask, how do you elaborate maybe on the echo in the calendar and saving messages in the calendar?
Okay, now, I'm probably not the final answer on this, but what I've used it for is reminders. Like if I've got a doctor's appointment tomorrow at noon, I can tell it to give me a reminder at 11 o'clock that I've got a doctor's appointment, and that... You do it however much ahead you need a reminder, especially if you need to catch public transportation. So if you felt like you needed to have it at 10:30 for a noon appointment so that you could have still time to call your ride, that's what you would want to do. But I've used that for reminders on conference calls, on doctor's appointments, on just a timer for your kitchen. If you're baking something, you can ask her to set a timer. There's a difference between a reminder. You just say, I need a reminder for whatever appointment it is, and give her the time and the date for a conference call. Or you could, if you're baking right then and there, you can say, set a timer for 15 minutes and she'll just start binging. And so that's how I've used the Echo version of that.
You can also use it to do alarms. So you want an alarm in the morning. And
That's true.
If you have the music service, it can start with your favorite song or album or a radio station.
Exactly. Yeah.
I use it a lot for cooking, like 35 minutes or whatever I know the time.
Yes, I'm familiar with those. I just was wondering, to what extent can I place a note for a calendar, for a reminder?
How
extensive can that message be?
I don't know. Somebody more technical
I would think. I mean, I got it hooked up here to my mixer. We could try it. I don't know. We tell it a couple hundred words and see if it can handle it. But
sure.
I would think you could do pretty detailed. You mean like you were?
I think so too.
Detailed instructions.
Yeah. Excellent. Okay. Because a lot of times you have confirmation numbers and other things like that that are, good to have when you make that particular reminder.
Sure. I would think you could do that.
Perfect. Yeah. Perfect. Thank you so much.
You bet. Well, maybe we need to give time to, I've got another individual helping me out today in this call. His name is Frank Loza. He's one of my comrades from South Carolina, and he's going to be talking about a couple of technology things, easy appliances to use for organization. So take it away.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay. Hello, everybody. How you all doing?
Good.
I got a few items here that I use regularly. There's like that person earlier mentioned, the pin friend. That actually you can make labels for your clothes. It looks like a big fat pin. It's got a round ball on the top, which is a microphone. And all you do is put it, there's stickers you buy, and you can have laundry stickers or just regular stickers. And the laundry ones, you're able to wash them. Like, I don't know. I've never ran out of time to, overwash them. They say like 50 times, but what you do is, I'm going to turn it on here so you could hear it. Like you heard the noise there. So it lets you know when it's on, and you take this thing and at the bottom of it, it's like a pin, a little tip is sticking out. You put it over the sticker, and then you press the bottom button. Okay, I'm trying to get it to work here. Levi's Blue 505s.
Okay.
Let's see.
Are there any more questions?
Frank's presenting. Can you hear him, Ruth? Frank is presenting.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Hey, wait a minute. Let me do this again. Levi's Blue 505s, size 3430. And then I go back and I put it over the sticker. Well, it's supposed to work. Sorry, you guys.
Levi's Blue 505.
Do you guys hear that?
Yes.
Yeah, so it repeats whatever you put on that label. It'll repeat it. And, you can say as much as you want on a sticker. I think it's like an hour or so. So, I mean, you can put as much stuff. You can put a shirt that has all kinds of different colors on it. So you can mention all the colors on it. And that, this product you can get from Independent Living Aids, and you can, it comes with a pack of stickers on it, and you can order more stickers. You know, if you run out or whatever, or they get old or something. Also, I have other things. That's one of the things I use regularly, especially with my clothes and stuff like that.
Now, Frank, I'm sorry, I didn't hear. Was that Way Around or was that the Pen Friend? What were you using?
That is called the Pen Friend.
Pen Friend, okay.
Yeah, and you can purchase that from Independent Living Aids or else Blind My Smart. They have it too.
I think Independent Market also has that.
Okay. And also, I have this thing called Script Talk. I don't know if you guys have heard about it before, but it reads your prescriptions for you.
Script Talk station ready. Patient Frank Rosa, medication, nifedipine, ER, instructions, take one tablet by mouth once daily for 30 days, quantity 30, prescription date, August 5th, 2020, use by August 5th, 2021, refills remaining, 4, prescriber, Ravivora, Walmart Pharmacy. To reorder this prescription, dial area code 803-648-7766. To reorder the prescription number,
okay, and
7587675.
Okay, and then it's got arrow keys on it. What it's got is it's got these little bumps on the top of the machine, and you rub under your prescription bottle. It has a sticker that you rub over these bumps, and you press. On the bottom, there's a left arrow, right arrow, and then there's a center button. You press that when you're ready to go and read it. And then you can go up and down the list in case, you know, you forgot what it said.
No prescription information is available.
Okay. Well,
please scan medication.
Sorry about that.
Patient. Frank, medication. Instructions. Quantity. 30.
So you can actually stop it from reading constantly, and just if you just want a certain thing, phone number or amount of medicine, pills are in it and stuff like that, the name of it, you know, the doctor, the phone number to call, all that stuff. You get this from Envision. And, it's free. It's pretty cool. It's free. They get together with your pharmacy. Not all pharmacies carry this. I mean, we'll do this for you. Walmart does it. I'm not sure of the other ones that do it. I have Walmart, so I know Walmart does it. But, that's pretty neat because, you know, it'll tell you, you know, when you should order your next, you know, bottle of pills or stuff like that. So that's that. And then I have, which I use a lot is this, ID Mate Galaxy. It reads, barcodes, and it'll read everything on that barcode. It'll tell you, the size of the item, how much. I'll do it right now and show you guys because it tells you everything, the company and
ID
all that
Mate,
stuff.
Galaxy. ID Mode. Cascadian Farm Cereal. Organic. Raisin Bran. Package size 12 ounces. 340 gram.
It's got arrow, up and down arrows.
Product description. Organic wheat bran flakes with plump organic raisins. USDA organic. Certified organic. This product is certified organic by the Washington State Department. Ingredients, whole grain wheat, organic, wheat bran, organic, raisins, organic, sugar, organic, oat fiber, organic, sea salt, malted barley extract, organic, vitamin, E mixed to copperols, added to retain freshness. Warnings, contains wheat, may contain soy and sesame ingredients. Serving size 1.25 cups. Servings per container about 5. Calories per serving 210. Total fat per serving 2 gram. Cholesterol per serving 0 milligram. Sodium per serving 290 milligram. Potassium per serving 310 milligram. Carbohydrates per serving 50 gram. Fiber per serving 7 gram. Protein per serving 5 gram. Manufacturer Small Planet Foods. Manufacturer's address, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55426. Manufacturer's phone 800-624-4123. Product Cascadian Farm Cereal, Organic Raisin Bran.
Okay, so it tells you pretty much everything, but I use it on other stuff too, and they'll tell you how long to cook it and stuff like that, how to cook it. I use that with a lot of the food that I put in my oven and stuff like that. Or you can, it'll tell you how, most of the stuff, it'll tell you how to cook it in the microwave or an oven, and they'll tell you how long and all that stuff. This one's also from Envision America. And like I said, I use that a lot. Let's see what else I got here for you guys. I don't know if you guys are, aware of the money reader that you can get from, well, I got mine from my state library, and it's just, it's a little pocket sized little gadget. You slip in this little crack, and, it'll actually read you the denomination. You just stick the corner in there, any corner. It doesn't have to be a certain one, and they'll tell you what it is. 20. You guys heard that? It said $20. And these are free too. You can get those free. Talk to your state library and, mention it to them. It's called the Money Reader. Although you can get those two on your iPhone and all that stuff. And, I think it's CNAI, stuff like that. Also, I hear that there's a lot of, Bible readers. I have this Bible reader. It's called Bible Carrier, Courier. And, it's got a, I like it because you can navigate it. It's got like a phone keypad, and you can navigate, book to book, chapter to chapter, and verse to verse. It's got a way that you can have it spell out the word in case you don't understand it. With this one, especially the way it sounds.
14:14, you are my friends if you do what I command. 15:15, I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business.
See, and that's kind of still the old robotic voice, but they did tell me that they're working on getting a new one that has more of a understanding voice, more clearer voice, and they're working on that right now. In fact, they're real close to having it. I talked to them several months ago, and they told me that they were almost ready to put it out. And like I said, it's cool because you can even put bookmarks, and you can actually have two versions of the Bible on this. Like I have NASV and NIV, but you have the choice of what Bible you want on there. So that's pretty cool. I mean, I like that idea and stuff like that. And,
sounds good.
Yeah, I believe it's like $77. It's $100 and something, but they pay a portion of it. So
right.
you get it like half price or something like that. But, I like it a lot. I use it all the time. I mean, almost every day. And I like it because you can navigate. There's a lot of Bibles out there that you can get, but most of them just read through, and they don't tell you what verse you're on and all that. So when you want to remember a verse and, you know, the book and the verse that it is, that, you know, you can do it with this, and the other ones you can't.
Sounds good.
Other thing that I use a lot is Dots. You can get those either from Independent Living Aids or Blind My Smart,
Independent Market
also. And I use those on my microwave. So I just put them on the keypad, and then on my on and off button, stuff like that, when I stick food in there to get ready to cook and stuff like that. And then I'm able to use my barcode reader to tell me how long, and I'm able to use, you know, set it up on my microwave or else on my oven. We also, especially with these new ovens, we got a new oven, and it's all touchscreen and all that. So we put labels on that and all that. And then, so that's how I use that. So Dots are very helpful. I mean, I use them on all kinds of different things. I mean, And you could also use them for set up a method of, you know, what one dot means or two dots mean and stuff like that on different items. That's pretty much it, what I got here as of now. I know that with technology nowadays and these iPhones and stuff, you can do a lot on there with just CNAI, Be My Eyes, Ira, and stuff like that, which, you know, they help you. I mean, you could take, I use Ira for when I get packages to see, you know, if it's for me or for my wife or, you know, who it's for. And so they help out a lot, you know, especially, you know, and Be My Eyes is free. Ira costs you a little bit, but those are very helpful too. I mean, I don't have a problem asking for help. I mean, I know when I was younger and I had sight and all that, and I was, you know, I don't know. I just didn't want to ask for help. I wanted to, you know, do it on my own and this and that. But I've learned that it sure saves you a lot of time. Just go ahead and ask for help. I mean, people like to help you. I mean, it's, you know, we think they don't, or we're bothering them or something, but no, I mean, they enjoy helping. You know, a lot of people enjoy helping people. So, I mean, don't hesitate to ask for help.
Hey, Frank, I don't know if you have any, but you just mentioned, for folks who may not be aware, there's also a lot of talking health products, such as something for your blood pressure and your pulse, or talking thermometers to get your temperature, your ears,
yes,
or forehead, and talking scales if you want to know how much you weigh.
Yep. That's right. Yeah. And a lot of that stuff you can get from independent aids and the independent market and Blind My Smart and stuff like that. Usually I'm kind of frugal with my money. So I shop around to see who's got the best price. But, you know, all those things, I mean, it's so neat now that with technology, just imagine back in the, like, whatever, you know, 50s, 30s, you know, they always had to get somebody to help them. I mean, nothing was accessible the way it is nowadays. So, I mean, use what's out there, make your life a lot easier. I mean, don't, you know, don't sit there and say, oh man, you know, just use what's out there. They've done a lot of stuff for us that makes our lives easier. And like I said, don't hesitate to ask people. I mean, that's what we're all here
for.
Well,
I think, Frank, a lot of the things you talk about could be used for a variety of people. So, I think one of our advantages is a lot of things that start out for maybe blind people or become in the mainstream. And so then it's good because everybody can use it. You know, look at audio books. I mean, now everybody's using audio books.
I got my wife.
Just
my
for
wife,
blind people.
I got my wife hooked on those. So
yes.
Anytime she's in her vehicle, she's got audio books. Yes.
Right. So a lot of the things are now becoming mainstream.
Yeah.
So that is helpful. That we can often get them. Sometimes at specialty stores, but also sometimes at the regular store, like a Walmart or some other things. Sometimes just asking for them can be helpful.
Yeah, I actually bought a talking you know, house phone from Walmart. You know, they carried it.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
Yeah, so yeah, right. They, some other stores do carry it. I mean, my first talking microwave was from Walmart.
Yeah.
You know, I forgot the name of it. Something Beach. I forgot, but I don't know if they carry it anymore, but yeah, that's, you know, a lot of the stores, they'll carry the stuff. And, you know, if you don't know, just ask them. I mean, they'll tell you either yes or no, stuff like that.
Okay.
Do we want to take some raised hands? We're starting to get hands going up
here. Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
I'll ask 856 and while they're unmuting, mentioned that, yeah, Amazon's got two of them. They got a $59 microwave that you can use, Lady A, to issue all kinds of commands, hot dogs and boil water and baked potatoes, all kinds of stuff. And then they have a more advanced one for a little bit over $200 that does a rotisserie and air fry and does all kinds of cool stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, 856.
You know, and it helps stuff like this that we're doing, you know. People learn from each other, and this is what it's all about.
612?
Yes, this is Judy. And I want to comment on Alexa versus PenFriend, because when you were talking about the calendar and wanting to put a long ID number on it, it might not be as practical unless you think you would remember what it said. And it would be harder to look it up. But if you used for something like that, where you want to catalog a number, PenFriend would be better, and you could take a sheet of paper and stick the labels on it and find the one you wanted, and it would stay there. It would stay recorded. Yes. If you have, Alexa works better if you have a certain date. If you want to say to her, set reminder, and then you say, what is the reminder? And you say, make breakfast. And then she'll say, when do you want me to remind you? And you tell her the day and the time. And that's what she'll do. You can make it a little bit longer, and I don't know how long it could be, but remember that the longer it is, she'll keep repeating it till you tell her to stop, but only maybe a couple of times. I'm not sure how long she would do it. So I'm not sure you'd get the use of a number. Frank's right. I like to check the independence market versus those other places. Not always, but usually the independence market's going to be the lowest cost.
All right, 856 is unmuted. Go ahead.
Linda from New Jersey. About the Bible Courier, you said it was $77, but you didn't say from where and who pays part of it.
The company actually that puts it out, they pay a percentage of it. You actually get it from Bible Courier. That's the name of the company, yeah.
And how about the Galaxy?
It's from Envision America.
The Wilson Pocket Recorder, is that for someone who is totally blind? And if so, how much is it and where would we get that?
Yes, it is for somebody totally blind. You would get it from the independent market at the National Center in Baltimore. Uh-huh. Not positive of the price. Ruth might know that. Fairly inexpensive, like $25 or something like that. I don't think it's a real expensive item.
Yeah, I don't know the price because there are different models.
Right.
But it is fairly accessible, but I don't know the price.
And I have seen them at Walmart might even carry something like that, too. I've heard tell that they do.
What was the name of that again?
The Wilson Recorder.
This is June O'Gara calling from Minnesota. And my question is in regard to the scanner, the Envision. Do you get that from the independent market, too, or do you have to go directly to the Envision?
You go to Envision America.
Do they have a telephone number?
We are going to have a resource guide at the end of all this training with all these various names of aids and appliance places listed in there, as well as some other resources for everyone.
Judy Nelson.
Quick question about the PenFriend. When you record on those labels, can you record over them if you want to change it?
You can reuse them several times.
Oh, thank you.
There's another technology as well called Way Around. You could buy different packs of labels, different sizes. They could be magnetic. It can be round. So they claim to work better for garments and freezers and things of that sort. And you can either use it with your iPhone, the same concept. You record what you want on the label, and then you get within close proximity of it. Or they do have a standalone. Now, someone said that standalone unit costs a little bit. I don't know the price of that. I will research that if people want to know. But it is another option, and it does work with the iPhone, so that might be appealing to some who already have an iPhone instead of getting a standalone device like the PenFriend.
Also, would it be that you'd have more choice of a pharmacy as well? Because with the Envision, you'd have to go to the pharmacies that have agreed to put the label on.
I have recently been in touch with some pharmacies in my area, and I understand that Envision America is also trying to work with CVS and Walgreens. They have not, because I asked about CVS, and I guess it's a work in progress. But Bylo's, I know, has it, and Publix has the script talk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I have the number for Envision America is 800-890-1180. And like Shelly said, we will have a list for you guys, so in case you guys didn't get that number.
Okay, Cynthia.
This is Cynthia from Utah, and I'm just curious. I'm having a hard time finding a talking thermometer and also a blood pressure cuff that talks to me.
Independent Living Aids carries that.
Well, are they in stock? That's what I'm...
Yeah, in fact, they have several different ones.
Okay, because when I looked about a month ago, all the thermometers were gone.
Oh, well, that's possible because of COVID. So,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
Have you tried Walgreens, Cynthia? Now, at one time, Walgreens carried a talking thermometer. Now, I'm not sure about the blood pressure cuff.
They don't.
I know that Walmart has carried the blood pressure cuff in the past. You may have to check with your Walmart. Not all Walmarts carry the same things, okay?
Right.
But again, sometimes if you ask, they can get it for you.
Okay.
So sometimes that's a thing to do.
The last one we had was not accurate, but I'd had it maybe a year, and it was way off, so I couldn't use it.
Oh, I was thinking these pharmacies that do medical supplies. You might check with one if there's one in your area that deals with medical supplies.
Katie?
Walgreens and CVS have their own prescription labelers, I believe.
Okay.
You just have to ask and our prescriptions have to be sent over to them. And also in regards to the document readers, NFB Newsline, the new mobile app also has, the basic KNFB reader in it now. We just got it on my phone. So I just wanted to share that.
Very good.
Good.
That's great. Thanks.
That's good to know. Thank you.
856. There you go.
Yes, I just wanted to say I got my blood pressure cuff from Amazon. It was $81.
You can find them cheaper, but then you may have the same issue that she had, that they don't work as well, give various readings. Although some of them you can unplug the cup and just buy a new cup for it. But yeah, I think if you want a really good one, it's more reliable. And some of them keep your history or give you an average of the last three or something. So
Amazon carries a lot of talking products, so that's a good place to look.
I don't know that people know that ID Mate runs around $1,300. I didn't want anybody to be in the shock. And Walgreens does use the Script Talk appliance. The other thing is we cannot find independent living aids anywhere. Looked all over the internet. So I'll look for that in the resources, because sometimes we have some products that we don't have in the independence market.
You need to look for independent living. Don't put aids in there. Just put independent living.
Okay.
Yeah, and that should bring it up. That's the way I do it.
If you work with your insurance companies and they do your prescriptions for you, if you're doing mail order, CVS does it that way for us, but it's through the insurance company.
Well, also you can go directly to Envision and ask them to contact your local pharmacy.
They have to convince the pharmacy to pay the money, and it probably doesn't always work.
That's why Walmart is a good option, because they will support any pharmacy. The pharmacy just has to ask for it. So if you go to your local pharmacy and they don't know what you're talking about, just tell them to contact HQ or contact HQ and let them know which store you want to frequent, and they will add that capability and pay for it from a national level.
Yeah, that's the way I do.
This is Cornessa.
Go ahead, Cornessa.
I received my Script Talk from my Humana pharmacy. It came through because they put the chip on the bottle for you.
There is a gentleman that took older equipment, aid and appliance type equipment, even some of the medical devices, refurbishes them and sells them at a more discounted price. And he is a blind guy, too, that has his own business of that. So maybe we can put some information in the resource guide about that.
Tomorrow, we'll begin again at the same time, continuing on with Kane Travel. And I want to wish everybody a good evening. I think we had a very fascinating day as well. I want to thank our hosts and our co-hosts, our presenters, and all of you for your participation on day two of our senior retreat.